it's a relatively quiet night now that the parade has ended, and those crowds that stayed for the full parade have made their way back through the system. So, with the exception of a small rush that was heading to Gallery Place for the inaugural ball at the Convention Center, the system is operating normally at this hour and with very light crowds right now.
We did have a disabled train earlier. Go into what happened there.
Sure. We had a train that experienced a mechanical problem outside of Roslyn Station on the blue and orange lines at around 1:30 this afternoon, right as people were coming off the mall and trying to make their way into stations along the blue and orange lines and L'Enfant Plaza especially. And that created some crowding conditions. We were holding trains for a period of time until we set up single tracking around that disabled train. And so the crowd management plan that we put in place, went into effect. Our police officers, as well as the 150 police officers that helped us out from the other transit agencies around the country, all knew what to do. They held crowds outside the stations to prevent the stations underground from becoming too crowded under those conditions.
Dan, Max here. I mean, so I was out there. I was at Judiciary Square, Gallery Place, Metro Center. And while those holding did prevent the stations and the platforms from getting crowded to the extremes that we see, say, after a Caps game or something like that, the communications complaints were what I heard from people outside of the stations where you can't make those announcements. Is there any way, I mean, not everybody is on Twitter, that it could have been communicated better which stations to avoid or which lines were too long or how long those lines would be?
Sure, Max. Always a challenge, and that was one of the reasons that we set up our special inauguration alert system that we encourage folks to sign up for in advance of today's event. About 20,000 people did do that and signed up for email alerts and text messages. So in addition to all the tweets that you saw throughout the day today, much of that information, including information about what stations were temporarily closed where we weren't letting folks in, that was all pushed out through email and text message as well.
Now, let's talk about something that has nothing to do directly with rail service. It's just when you get off the train, we got some emails from Franconia Springfield and people saying that they were stuck in the parking garage there for more than an hour this afternoon. What happened?
Right. So that actually was not Metro-related, as I understand it. I was talking with Thomas earlier today, and Hank Silverberger, I understand, was out there. The backup was on a local road that might have had a short-time traffic light or some other issue that backed up traffic up to the exit of the parking garage. So it wasn't a matter of people delayed on exit trying to, pay or anything like that. It's even after they got through the gates where they pay their parking fee, there was just nowhere for the cars to go. We did notify Fairfax County Police. They responded, and shortly thereafter, the situation was resolved. So we do appreciate their assistance.
All in all, I think it's fair to say most things went pretty well today, especially when it comes to what people might have expected. But it also leaves people wondering, why can't we do this every day? Why can't we have this service and avoid all this weekend track work on a holiday and put all this together more often where things seem to work so much when people complain so often about Metro, and especially when it comes to that weekend track work?
Sure. Yeah, the level of service that you saw today and required an awful lot of effort in advance just to get the system ready for what we did today. 17 hours of rush hour service does put a strain on the system, having all those rail cars out there on the infrastructure. It does take a lot of prep work. So for weeks, we've been working to get the system ready for this big day, knowing how important it would be. The whole point of Metro Forward, our capital rebuilding effort, is to get the system ready to operate this way on an ongoing basis. We know what the goal is, and it is service that our customers can rely on day in and day out. The fact is, though, after years of deferred maintenance, there's an awful lot of catch-up to do. So what we do on weekends these days is really not best termed maintenance work. It is heavy rebuilding. We are really digging out of a hole here.
But this hole is not going to change anytime soon. I mean, this General Manager Sarles, I think, said on AMU that it would be at least four more years of track work. I mean, as great as it is to head in this direction, I mean, people still don't want to hear that.
Sure, but those are the cold, hard facts. It's a 106-mile system. And the only real productive work window that we have is on the weekends, right? You can't, there isn't much time from the time the last trains come off the railroad at about 1 a.m. until the time the first trains come out at about 4 a.m. on weeknights to pull any of this off, and no one likes single tracking on weekdays. So weekends are really our opportunity. We've tried to compress that into shutdowns to get more work done and to minimize the disruption by isolating those work zones. And the other important thing to know is that the work won't be spread out across the entire system over that four-year period. We're very heavy right now on the red line with some work on blue and orange. Red line will wrap up at some point before 4 years. It's got a couple more years to go, but it's certainly not going to be 4 years more for the red line. Once we're done with that, we'll start shifting over to blue and yellow. So you won't see it all across the entire system, and we will do everything we can to minimize what we know is an inconvenience for customers on weekends as we advance this critical work.
Dan, we're out of time, but are you ready to give yourself a grade for today's performance on Metro?
Oh, I think I really don't get into the grading business. It really depends on your experience. If you were a green, yellow, or red line customer, you probably would say our service was pretty good, if not great today. And if you were blue and orange, you might have been disappointed.